Attention students, the Jabroni University Network is now in session. Please make your way to class.
Oh yeah, you're listening to the Draft Podcast. Let's start the show.
Sing it!
A pre-cum dick.
Wet, 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 wet.
Water balloons.
Wet, 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 wet.
My poopy butt.
Wet, 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 wet.
A toothbrush post-use.
Wet, 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 wet. Out the mouth.
Yeah, welcome to the show, everybody.
Damn, that's what we call crazy freestyling. Crazy improv. That's all we do. 2 hours of improv. Here we go.
Man, somehow this episode is starting worse than the abortion episode.
Wait.
Can we not call it the abortion episode?
Believe me, I wanted to abort that episode instantly.
Oh, man. I wanted to get it out the womb. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to cradle that thing. I wanted to swaddle it. I wanted to get it in a little baby bathtub and wash it and clean it up and then just fucking rock that bitch to sleep.
I feel you, dog.
Yeah, man. That's what you got to do to aborted fetuses.
Dude, shout out to Wet Month.
Shout out Wet Month.
Wet Month. Yeah.
Hey, I like it.
Speaking of those who, you know, keep us wet.
Wait.
Yeah.
Hey, boys, it's K.A. Ooh. And today is the inaugural.
Oh, wait. That's not the right audio file.
Oh, fuck. You almost played some shit, some secret shit.
Ooh, dude, I did.
Yeah. Sheesh, you can't be opening up the wet curtains like that.
Why isn't that opening?
He almost gave people a taste of Kevin Aldridge. He was about to say the N-word in that clip.
Whoa. You're talking about like Nancy?
Netherlands.
Oh. Yeah. Nancy Netherlands. Don't put that in your search history, if you know what I'm saying. Actually, that's a fantastic porn name.
This shit is, well, I might just have to play that because for some reason the song, which is the best part, is not even playing. So here we go.
Play the song.
I can't. It's not opening.
I'll play it. I don't care.
I'll play it.
Hey, boys, it's K.A. And I know you're thinking, how in the hell did he get our new hotline number? We just changed it. Yeah. Well, it's Drew's
fault.
That's
what we are thinking.
Today, I'm here to tell you about K.A.'s Handsome Person of the Week. This is my new segment that I didn't ask for permission to do on your show, but it's here.
Yeah, it's yours.
And there's no better way to begin this series than to highlight Rebecca from Ted Lasso, aka Hannah Waddingham.
Yeah.
She's very handsome. She has a tan, even though she's in her office all day. I don't even know what else she's been in.
So true.
But that's not what this is about. This is not a work rate award. This is just a handsomeness award.
Yeah.
So congratulations, Hannah.
Yeah.
You're 5'11". You got legs that go all the way to the ground. You're handsome as fuck. Love your buns, guys.
Hell yeah.
Your buns.
Damn. That's a fucking great Hannah. Yeah, that's Hannah Waddingham handsome. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. I mean, God, I was watching Ted Lasso just today.
Samesies.
Man, she's like, yeah. You know what I mean? Talk about Game of Bones. You know what I mean? Because I think she's also in Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. I saw what you did.
Oh, here it is.
It's Kate. Found a handsome person and he wants to tell you all about him.
Wet.
Kate's handsome person of the week.
Wet.
That's fucking awesome.
Dude,
that shit just made me wet.
Not gonna go well if you guys keep forgetting that I have to be the one talking.
Oh
no, I mean we could hear it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Well, for this episode, this here, that song that get a dude wet again, the water from Florida to Cali to Michigan. Let's clean the water for the Pistons. Ain't nobody in 23 should be drinking piss, fam. Don't make us get all violent and call in Bill Lamb. Tee us up like we Rodman. Anyway, back to the song and shit. We don't float on rivers, we run through it like B. Pitt. When I say damn, it's about a damn water split. You swimming on the waterfall side, time for a climax. Now you falling off a damn cliff like Goofy and Max. Are we seeing eye to eye like power line? I just need to get to land from the seaside. I ain't trying to surf the ocean, I ain't Bodie. But I'll take a little sweet rain if you know me. Drip dropping on my face, homie. Dancing in the rain while I'm playing Moby. I don't need no rain boots when it pours. I'll be twerking in the rain with some Jordan 4s. That's a different kind of drip. Come along with Draft Pod on this trip. Listen to violins, sax, and gongs. Rain dancing barefoot on some sexy lawns. Majestic as fuck like some water swans. This here, that playlist of water songs.
Yeah. Hell yes. Fucking A. That shit was juicy.
Hey, man.
See juice. Man.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think of that.
Didn't?
Does that count? Oh.
Fuck yeah, it counts.
Oh. James, you might have just opened up Peter's box.
We just talked about juice like 5 minutes ago.
I know. I didn't think about it being wet.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Juice is wet as fuck.
Dude.
Where were you?
Oh, fucking Orange Julius Peppers. What the fuck?
Yeah. Orange Julius Peppers.
That's the real Ted Lasso shit right there.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man. That just kind of came out. That's pretty good. I don't even know what to say.
I don't know either. You could tell everybody. Do one
for Smoothie King.
Finally, dude, come on now. Don't
mention Smoothie Martin Luther King Jr.
Fucking spoiler.
Oh. Dude, you tell me.
You tell me.
Dude, does a llama piss in a goat's mouth and spit it on a parakeet?
God damn it, dude. You're just dropping all these songs.
Dude, that llama piss song's a banger.
Dude. Llamas be spitting.
Llamas be spitting. Hey, why don't you spit a little bit and tell everybody where they can find all the great shows on the Jabroni U Network?
There.
Yeah, go to jabroniu.com. Check out all the great shows on the network. Like Ceramic Cat or Why Did We Ever Meet?
Meow.
Or New Jabroni Pro Wrestling.
Meow.
Or Biff Radio. Or Locals After Hours.
Meow.
Or Flow and Tell. That's another one. Flow and Tell.
Bunch of pussies.
Man.
All right. Cool. I'm glad you did that.
You got that order?
You got that order?
Brian.
What is that? Is that a B? We switching it?
BL.
You put last names?
It's been last names. BL.
Let's win.
BLK.
BLK?
Yeah.
BLK. Hold on.
Also known as
who's L?
Jacksonville. You?
You're oh. L. Good Lord.
Dude, I start with an A, though.
Yeah, but you end with an L.
End with an R, actually.
And a Lionel.
And a Lionel? Oh, man.
So I got first pick?
You got first pick, dog.
Oh, shit. I think I know exactly where I'm going to go.
Okay, then. You're on the clock.
All right. So this song, like, not only is it like a fucking banger. And it's like splendid as fuck.
Certified banger.
It also starts off with a bunch of like swooshes and waves and crashes. And
ooh, shout out Nike.
Like, there's a bunch of like fucking splishity splashes going on. And I'm going Champagne Supernova.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
I know, dude. That because you didn't even think of juice, much less champagne.
Let me tell you something, James.
What's up?
Less champagne.
This is on my sleep playlist, and a lot of water songs can go on a sleep playlist.
Oh yeah, but dude.
The start of this is such a good like start of your sleep playlist.
Yeah, it's also a good start of this draft.
That's true.
Getting some
start to the draft.
Yeah.
Bagne Supernova.
It's like I'm about to wash this all clean with some champagne.
Yeah. It's just different than the champagne room.
In the sky.
Oh, here we go.
Just listen to that beginning. I'm pretending that I can hear it, but I can't hear shit.
Okay. Like, yeah, because everybody keeps, so you know, doing things.
Living strange. Where were you while we were getting high?
You know, that's a good question. Where the fuck were you? While we were getting high, you know what I mean?
See, there's some KA to this.
Yeah, it's definitely splendid. We
were getting high.
Someday you will find me company.
Kay does have a, or KA does have a similar voice.
Yeah, it does.
I feel like someday you, especially in singing, that the, you know, the kind of either Southern or Texas twang kind of reminiscent to the British.
Yeah, I think so too. That's legit.
Let's like throw that. Another shrimp on the biscuit.
Which one is the lead? I mean, I know that both of them sing, but which one's singing there? Is that Noel or Liam?
I could not tell you.
Yeah, I don't know either.
It's Peter.
Oh, Peter. he sledgehammered that shit. He got in there. He fucking sledgehammered both Noel and Liam. And then he's like, it's Peter now, bitch.
It's Petey, bitch. Peter Gallagher.
Peter Gallagher.
Oh, man. You already know where Andy's going up in this bitch. A little hint.
You?
In my sweet rap, I referenced every single song that I'm going to pick today.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to rewind it. I'm going to rewind it.
Well, get your dirty paws off these balls, because I'm about to pick a certified banger.
Another one?
And I'm going
banger.
To the early 2000s, where denim ruled everything. And I'm going.
Denim rules everything around me. Dream.
Oh, wow. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. You don't need to say anything. I mean, if you want to say it, you can.
You didn't even have to make the pick, dude. It's already going.
I swear to God, I was picking this.
I know.
Boop, boop, boop. You were my sun, you were my earth. You didn't know all the ways I loved you. No, you took a chance made of a plan. I bet you didn't think that they would come crashing down. No, you don't have to say it.
Dude. Oh my god.
Yeah. So, you know what's also cool about this song? Is Andy, you don't even know this.
Yeah.
It's a double.
Yeah, it's a double, dude. Because it's like a cry.
Cry, wet.
And it's a river.
Yeah. Wet.
You know what I mean?
Dude.
And it's talking about like tears in pussy.
Now tell me this. That's actually true.
It kind of is. So many pussies wet at the same time.
That's right. Oh my god.
That's actually truth too.
Yeah. I wish there's probably
this is a quad.
Yeah, they're a squad.
Yeah.
There's probably like a Guinness World Record that Justin Timberlake has for like most moist vaginas
in the history of music. It's high up there. Here's the thing. All right. I'm curious, and maybe this is a draft. There's not many better duos than Justin Timberlake and Timbaland. That duo does not miss.
Big duos?
I would say like, that.
Yeah. Like, that could be some sort of draft there. Because, like, man.
Jay and Ruben.
Exactly. That's like, what I'm talking about there. But, like, oh, man. And Timberland, like listening to them talk about some of this shit is, like, amazing. Like, oh, I just, like, played it, and then, like, Justin just got in the booth. Like, he was, like, Jay-Z and shit. Like Ruben will talk about, like, how, like, just play a beat, and, like, Jay-Z will just nod his head. They'll be like, okay. And then he'll get in the booth, and he just, like, without writing anything down, just starts spitting it. Now, I feel like it's probably a little bit easier singing rather than, like, spitting verses. But still, some of that same type of shit happened here. And it was just, like, pfft. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome, yeah.
But
it's also just Timbaland. Timbaland made Magoo sound good. You know what I mean?
Timbaland and Magoo. Oh, God.
Timbaland made Magoo sound good.
I love to love to love you. Love ya.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me and Timothy. Oh, man. That's crazy. Now that's, I think that might be the first time ever that before somebody has said the pick, the other person played the song.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely would have shot for it if I had a pick before you. So
yeah.
All right. But you know, hey, you know what else is wet, guys? Rain.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's cold, especially. Okay. Especially when it takes place in November.
Oh,
November rain.
Look at this one.
I cleft John. I'll be gone till November rain.
I'll be gone till November.
I'll be gone till November rain.
So give a kiss to my mother.
Such a long beginning. I'm gonna fucking.
Yeah, you picked like an 11-minute song.
Yeah. And with
there we go.
DJ.
Finally getting into some words.
Oh, dude. Don't you know I feel the same?
I mean, we know it. I kind of just want to like skip to the fucking.
Dude, to the solo?
Yeah.
Get it.
What a voice of a generation there.
With yeah, one of my worst moments in draft pod history.
What
you
was
guys
this
remember?
Moment? Oh, I got it. I feel like that's way too hot.
No, it's perfect. You guys don't remember the moment?
What?
Oh,
I'll just let it live then.
Just let it live.
What's the moment? I gotta know now.
Let it live and let die.
So we picked,
what did you call him? Axel Carnation?
No, I call them I called him Brett Michaels.
I don't remember that.
You know, I picked a song and then like something we did, music videos maybe. I picked a song and then I proceeded to say the guy from that VH1 show. You guys looked at me crazy. I was like, Brett Michaels. And then I think Drew was like, you mean Axl Rose? Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in your defense, they do kind of look similar, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like you could replace one for the other as long as one doesn't sing instead of the other.
Well, one got picked really high in our frontman draft, and the other
the other definitely
wouldn't say that they could be replaced.
Yeah, but I'm saying just they, like, Brett Michaels literally copied. He copied him some Axl Rose, which I don't know which one came first, but I still feel like Axl Rose. Even if Axl Rose came second,
yeah,
Brett Michaels still copied him.
I never come second.
Yeah, it's one of your hidden talents.
Exactly. I win.
It's not a race.
All right. Another one. You know, this guy has like three songs we could pick, maybe even more, but I gotta go with When Doves Cry.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because of the tears.
Tears.
And also the doves piss when they fly by, and they piss out of their little dove buttholes.
Yeah. And yes. Dove the soap.
Yeah, Dove the soap.
Yeah, also that.
Yeah.
Dove makes some superior products, though.
Yeah. Well, think about this. Dove's crying.
Uh-huh.
If the soap bar cries, then it's ripping down your body.
You ever seen
that? That's right.
You ever seen the soap bar cry?
Dude.
You ever seen the suds roll down the crack of another man's ass?
It's just tears.
This is like a cinquelette. You know what I mean? Whatever five is.
Sink toplet.
There you go.
I mean, it's on an album that could also be picked.
Yeah, you
Romeo
pick
and Juliet
album.
Soundtrack.
So you guys know what that album is. I'm sure
Romeo and Juliet soundtrack slaps.
It does.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't go with the album namesake song.
I like this song better.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can understand that. This one's got like a little groove to it. It's got like, it's a little more, you know, upbeat, get you moving. The other one's just like sit back in your chair, put one hand in the air, and just kind
of. And I kind of like November Rain is kind of an opus, right? And I feel like Purple Rain, that album name that you guys haven't thought of yet.
Yeah.
It's like that same way, where it's like a big movement piece of music, where this one's just funky.
Yeah.
Plus, like I said, I'm gonna go with some more personals this time. So
you're going with your heart.
I am too. I'm fucking with you.
Well, plus, you know, that beep, 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 beep. That's like a badass. I just love that. I just, you know, that's like a perfect, like, series of beeps. It's the most perfect series of beeps ever.
We should change our countdown to that.
I should. I'll do that.
Oh, man.
If I knew how to switch things on this, I would.
Oh, come in July.
Yeah. We'll edit that in. Let's not forget this one. Let's actually do this one.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, write it down.
Man, that's fucking great. Okay. Oh, all right. I'm going personal here, too. And I got to go with a song that was one of my most played songs last year. It's a song that's on my kid playlist for when kids in the car. And this is, you know, this is one of the first two or three songs that starts off the playlist, really gets you in the groove. And I'm going to go with my man, Frank Ocean, Swim Good.
Oh, dude, that's like a fucking sextuplet.
Dude.
Frank Ocean, Swim
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Good Bodies of Water.
Yeah. And Frankly, I'm Wet. You're like, you know what I mean? It's like, there's so much in there.
Oh, this beat right here, though. Drew, talk a little bit.
That is smooth. That's good fucking music. Like that pace?
Yeah. There you go.
That's a pretty big chunk on my
balls, car, ain't it? Balls slapping butts.
Big enough to take these broken hearts and put them in the head. Now I'm driving around on the
Frank has just an amazing voice.
I'm going to start calling sex balls slapping butts.
BSB.
BSB.
It's no longer Backstreet Boys.
Yo, what up, girl? You down for some BSB? Dude, this is good.
Ooh. Is this the orange cover? It's not.
It's not. Which on any of the songs. It's like,
is it the mixtape?
Like one of the one. Yeah, probably that.
Okay.
But it is so fucking good. It's just like, it's got perfect like background. Frank's voice is perfect. Yeah, it, this was 2011.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's
it was, I thought it was rather new when you said it was like one of your highest played songs of last year.
So here's what happened. MGK did a cover of it, and someone sent it to me, and I was like, holy shit, like, do you know the original?
Yeah.
And they were like, no, or whatever. And I've just been playing it nonstop since then. I added it to like several playlists, and like, yeah. So it's from Nostalgia Ultra.
Okay.
The one with the orange car on it.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, Frank's the fucking man, dude.
Dude, MGK needs to stop ruining fucking songs.
But to be fair, in this case, he got me to play it like probably, you know, 35 times last year.
Dude, I had this idea to use like, because I, you know, I had like ideas of wanting to rap, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I had this idea that I wanted to take like 90s pop and alternative songs and make a beat out of those songs. And one of the songs that I always wanted to do was the song by Fastball called, hold on.
It's called Hold On?
It's called Out of My Head. Was I out of my head? Was I out of my mind? How could I have ever been so?
Oh, God. That's so good.
It's a good song. And I want to. And then fucking MGK released a fucking song using that song as the beat. And I was like, you fucking pile of shit. God, and it sucks. It's horrible.
Oh, man. I know, that song's fire, though.
It is.
But yeah, Swim Good. What you got, James?
Oh, it's back to me. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Let's put you pop.
Man, you're back on it.
Let's see here. Beep, 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 beep. I'll go with this song. I got champagne. Now let's get some lemonade.
Ooh.
And I'm going to go with Internet Money, Don Toliver, Gunna. It's called Lemonade featuring
Nav. Remix, or are you doing the reg?
Reg.
Okay. This was in my top five the year it dropped. Remember? Like when we did our hotel?
Internet Money, this was bitch. In
my top five, yeah.
That's right.
Hold on a second.
What?
The song is called Lemonade? The
song is called Lemonade.
Okay.
It's featuring Nav.
Which is wet.
It is wet.
It is wet.
I wasn't sure if the...
Shout out to Lemonade Stand, people under 30. Like, if you're over 30, don't have a Lemonade Stand, I guess.
Yeah, it'd be weird.
I feel like 30 is like... 29 is too old, I feel like.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, I might have picked a wrong number.
How about Lemonade Stand? Anyone under 16? If you're under 16, you can have a Lemonade Stand.
That's fair.
That's true. For sure.
Hey, off that juice. Codeine got me tripping. See, that's juice, codeine, lemonade. It's all. Mm-hmm. You know, that's all liquids.
Ice, which is wet.
Yeah, that's like, that's just ice. Hard water.
He's in my bed. Yo, can I get some hard water?
I like my water like I like my rocks. Hard.
Hard.
You know?
That's a funny way to just like, hey, can I, like, I don't want that much hard water.
Yeah, I'd like a water with some hard water inside, but only halfway up with the hard water and then a full glass of water.
Yo, can I get a glass of chopped up hard water?
Is your hard water like the cubes or is it crushed?
Yeah.
Can I get some crushed hard water?
Can I get some crushed hard water bourbon?
Yeah. You guys, do they have that water where it's like a cylinder? That hard water where it's like, that's got a hole in it? Dude,
that might be the best.
That's the best hard water.
Dude, cylinder hold water? Hard water?
Cylinder hole hard water is the best ice you can get. Yeah. Hard water that you can get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel that.
All right.
Yeah. Back on the clock.
So we're going with drinks. You know what I mean?
Now, Drew, we don't do L's over here. Drop that L. Now, what's he back on?
Back on the cock.
That's the right, because we don't do L's over here.
No hard L's. All right. Here we go. This song is also another song that starts with a flowing liquid sound.
Okay.
And it's pretty sweet. And this is like a Texas rapper that popped off one time, but the song lives on in my head forever.
Okay.
And I just love the fucking song. And I'm going Kirko. And I just love his name too, Kirko Bangs. It's like, it sounds like it's Kurt Cobain, but it's not. It's Kirko Bangs with a Z.
Yeah, you really tested Drew here.
I already know the song, so.
Drank in my cup.
Yeah.
Motherfucker's been playing it for like 10 years.
Dude, I love this song. It's just such a good song.
Yeah. It is.
It really is.
I don't
know. I like, too, that he has like somebody else go, Kirko, bang!
So,
like, so that you know.
Yeah, it's not like some people have to say it themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
The movie theater guy got laid off, and so they hired him.
I'm going to do that.
You could probably charge people to say their name, Drew. You got that voice for that. Be like, give me $5 and I'll record me saying your name.
Jay Bree. I'm gonna do that for DJs. You know, they always have those drops where it's like,
yeah.
Silky Steve coming at you. Silky Steve, that's a good. I feel like that came off the dome too. You know,
Silky Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Silky Steve.
DJ Silky Steve.
DJ. Yeah, I'm Silky. My name is fucking Steve. They call me Silky Steve.
See, that's Silky Steve's voice. Silky. That's right. Let's get everybody out on the dance floor. Silky Steve coming at you.
Silky Steve ain't come here to eat chicken sandwiches. Silky Steve likes to see people move. Get about your seat and groove to the Silky Steve.
Yeah. One of the a fella I know is DJ Chippy, and that's he has one. Although he's like DJ Chippy,
yeah. Oh,
that'd be funny if like it says like DJ Chippy, and then that's the sound of somebody biting into like a Dorito, like that.
Back.
I'm about to shock the world a little bit here. Now those that know me.
Silk the Shocker, DJ Silky Steve the Shocker.
Silky Steve Shocker.
Silk the Shocker was like low-key the best.
He was my number two behind Mystical.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Mystical just had that voice.
Yeah, because Mystical was like ODB of the group.
Yeah.
But then like Silk the Shocker was like kind of Method Man of the group, if you will.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, now I want to pick the Silk the Shocker song. And this is so far different because I think people would be like, Andy, are you gonna, you're gonna pick a rock song? Fuck yeah, I am.
Fuck yeah.
And this is one of my favorite bands. So I'm going Seaside by the Kooks.
Seaside.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's in my constant rotation of the sleep playlist that I bop often. It's like one of the few things I still like use Apple Music. I have my sleep playlist on Apple Music that's got Champagne Supernova. Mm-hmm. And then it's got Bam, Seaside by the Kooks.
Do you pay for Apple Music and for Spotify?
Dude, this was when I was bang for music.
You want to go to?
Oh shit! Okay.
Oh. Not trying to.
$1.29 a piece.
Everybody wants to go. I fell in love with the seaside. I hand my charm with time and sleight of hand. Do you want to go to the seaside? I'm not trying to say that everybody wants to go. I fell in love at the seaside. She found out her charm with time and sleight of hand.
This song's so short, we can put the whole thing in that amount of time, and you still want to get caught up by the time.
I like that he's not trying to say everyone wants to go. He's like, I ain't speaking for everybody.
No, man, that's not what they do.
I'm talking about myself. You know?
Right. Dude, the voice, though. It's
yeah.
It's like one of it's like that 60s feeling. It's like
it's bouncy.
If Austin Powers had like musical talent, like this is what he would sound like.
Yeah.
You know? Well, it gives me some of that like gives me a little of that old like Beatles type shit, like, you know. It's just it's so fucking smooth.
Beatles type shit.
Beatles type shit. yeah. I fucking love it, though. The Kooks are fucking incredible. You guys know I love some British shit.
Yeah.
And this is my alley right here.
DJ Beatles type shit.
Oh, man. Fuck yeah.
All right, I'm gonna go with some stuff that is not some Beatles type shit. But you know, my group of friends, this was very big, and it is a double because and it's on the album, so it's kind of a triple. It's the song is Thicker Than Water on the album Thicker Than Water by the band H2O.
Oh
my gosh!
So.
This is like a quintuple. It's like a quintuplet.
Hey, girl, you thicker like than 15. Some hard water.
Yeah.
You thicker than some hard water, girl.
But this is also why, you know, I think this song and, you know, a couple others are one of the reasons, like, we're all still, like, fucking close today. So,
whoa.
Family,
family, family, family,
friends,
to
the fire,
and
somehow
water
come save us. Through my soul, the pussy on James's leg. Yeah. My dog got jealous and scared the vagina away.
No spaghetti could keep it there.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
I was almost said Paschetti. About a Paschetti will keep that
Paschetti. I like that though. Thicker than water. H2O.
And it means more, so much more to me. Oh, I should actually look at my list now.
That shit's fluid.
It's like it's thicker than water, but I'm not telling everyone that it's thicker than water. I'm just saying it's me. It's thicker than water.
Water can be thick. People don't know that.
I know.
Yeah, it can.
It can be so thick it's fuck. It'll knock your ass out.
Slim thick with your ever water heard
of,
ass.
Ever heard of hail? That's some thick ass water. That's thick ass raindrops.
Woo, hell yeah.
I feel like people should know if they've you know, if they listened to the show last week, Forrest Gump told us there's thick rain.
That's right. That's true.
That's true.
Sometimes it comes right up from the ground.
Yeah.
Sometimes it comes from the side, you know?
Yeah.
Big old fat rain.
Ooh, wow.
Big old. I kind of wish you didn't say
three
that.
Three seas rain.
Ooh, yeah. Fucking Rain the Stallion, you know?
Coming in from the side, it's Slimy Steve.
Slimy Steve.
From the side. Look, you didn't even know I was here. Slimy Steve's entered the building.
And this is my actual voice. all right.
Slimy Steve, man.
Silky Steve has left the building. Slimy Steve is here to stay.
Gonna go a little personal. For those who are, you know, fans of the network, they've heard Wes yammer on and on about the band Hot Water Music. Well, the front man of that group, you know, he started his own little folk side project, you know, under his own name, Chuck Reagan. And one song he put out was Don't Cry. So that's going to be my pick.
I like it.
Oh, shit. There's like a Seal song called Don't Cry, too.
Don't cry, man.
Don't cry.
I didn't even think about that. I didn't have any cry songs. I didn't even think about crying.
Come on, darling. You
think about crying?
No, I thought like crying. Crying's sad.
Yeah, we breathe.
See, I didn't think about cry. I just thought about river.
We have built.
Yeah.
You had that.
I was like, yeah, I didn't have any cry songs either.
Yeah, your number one song was cry.
Yeah.
Back to where your memory serves, recognize your pain.
Nice.
Yeah, this is good.
Our world will bring, or open gates, not mats of wing, so we don't see the red thread on
the ground. He's got that voice. Something like harsh about it that I love.
Oh, fuck yeah.
A little harmonica action.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh yeah, I was.
You guys. It's Slippery Steve up in this bitch.
Slippery Steve coming in from the side.
Slippery Steve.
Slimy Steve coming in from the side.
Slippery Steve coming from the bottom.
I slipped in. Slip and slide.
Yeah.
Oh, take it to the house.
Well, what about like slip inside the eye of your mind? Oh,
slip inside.
Slip and slide the eye of your yeah.
Behind.
Yeah.
It's anal.
it's anal.
Anal.
Slippery sleeve. Just entered your asshole.
Whoops, I'm in.
K-Wide up.
You can't spell K-Wide without Steve.
You can't spell Sticky without K-Wide.
He's not even DJ Slippery Steve. He's K-Y Slippery Steve.
fucking Steve family is wild.
You're up on the clock, by the way.
All right, I'm excited. So like I said, everything in the sweet rap was kind of referencing my picks. And I said Sweet Rain. You know what's Sweet Rain? Fucking Soul for Real, Candy Rain.
Oh shit.
Yeah, baby. This is one of the premier 90s skating rink songs that you will find.
I smell sex and candy rain. Right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's, yep. That's definitely it. Man. Oh, yeah. So many young girls got fingered to this song.
Facts. This song is easily in my most 10 played songs of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
I had the fucking tape single where there was like 6 versions of it. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Just like, yeah, like, here there's so many versions.
It was like DJ, A-side was 3 songs. The B-side was 3 songs. It was like $6.99 at the store.
Fucking DJ Slimy Steve remix.
Yeah, every DJ Steve has a different remix of the song.
Remix.
This song, though, this music video, fucking all of it, so fucking good. Woo! They had the remix with Heavy D too. Fucking fire.
Heavy D doesn't get talked about enough.
He doesn't, man. Heavy, oh god, dude, oh. Heavy D was fucking amazing.
It's because he lost weight, you know.
He just became D.
Yeah, once you just become D, you're fucking done.
Yeah, it's facts.
Facts.
Yep.
Old Heavy. Back D. to me now.
Yeah, back to Jay Breezy.
Oh, God. That was incredible.
Yeah, that was really good. All right, let's take it back to, guys, to 1958.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
When old Bobby Darin was splish splashing and taking a bath. Let's go splish splash, Bobby Darin.
That's crazy, man. That shit is like, like prime time growing up as a kid, bath time music.
All about a Saturday night. Thinking everything was all right. Well, I stepped out the tub.
You just want to twist when you hear this.
I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And then
we should go to a bar. Just play a bunch of 50 songs one night. Just constantly just on the dance floor twisting. Danny, next time you're in town, we're fucking bullying the jukebox for sure.
Fuck yeah.
I like, man, that song too. Like, he's got a bunch of chicks in the bathtub with him.
That was
back in 1958, man.
I thought this was a rubber ducky song.
Bobby Darin was a fucking player, son.
Dude, I thought this was like Bert and Ernie rubber ducky level song. I didn't realize you would had think that double that. Meaning.
You would think that, but then no.
Splash, yeah, Sue, even Miss Molly was there too.
Dude, I didn't know he was a player like that.
Bobby Darin fucks. He fucks for sure.
Yeah, Bobby D.
Bobby D. That's right.
All right. See, I'm not crazy. Okay, you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, I don't know why it's not pulling up, but I put in Bobby Darin, Splish Splash, and one of the things that popped up is a Sesame Street record that was Splish Splash Bath Time Fun. And who's on the cover but Ernie? I had that record.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I just unlocked a childhood Andy memory.
It really did. That's why I said it's like ultimate bath time song.
Yeah.
And I realized because Ernie was my fucking guy.
Oh yeah. Ernie was like a pre Turtles Michelangelo. You know what I mean?
It was just fun, man.
He was a fun loving dude.
Yeah, you're like, fuck Bert.
Yeah, Bert was really, Leonardo, you know. Dude,
they
Bert
were April O'Neil.
Dude, they were Balky and Larry.
Yeah.
They were Balky and Larry for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Ernie was Balky Bartakamoose.
Damn right he was.
Yeah. And Bert was fucking Cousin Larry.
Cousin Larry. one of the great all-time intro songs. I know we did it way back in the day, but just kind of revisiting that. Perfect Strangers is a perfect TV theme song.
Sure is.
Yeah, go back every now and again and listen to it. Don't forget. Back to me?
Nope.
No.
So oh. My third pick? So she or was that my fourth pick? Damn, son. Damn.
You are tracking these, right, Andy?
I am. Good. I am.
Ben, make sure you didn't forget why I was doing all the DJ stuff.
Yeah.
Drew's got it.
He's got this. Oh, man.
Man.
What a week.
What a week.
What a week.
What a week to be alive.
Yeah. What do you guys got? You guys got anything?
Something I'm excited about.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw that Cocaine Bear is on Peacock now.
Ooh. Peacock?
And I haven't seen it yet, so I'm kind of excited. I'm interested in watching that.
I really want to watch that too.
Yeah.
I do too.
Elizabeth Banks, the fact that she directed it,
yeah,
that makes me want to watch it even more.
Hell yeah. Oh, speaking of Peacock, well, this isn't going to be my thing, but I want to add to that. I watched Knock at the Cabin.
Oh, how was it?
It was good.
That's Shyamalan, right?
Yeah.
It's Davey Batiste.
Yeah, Davey Batiste. The big Dave that's, you know, worth a damn.
Damn right.
Only big Dave that's worth a damn.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. All right. All right. That's right.
DJ Big Dave that's worth a damn.
DJ Big Dave, that's worth a damn.
DJ Big Damn.
Oh, man. Cocaine Bear, though. I am really, like, I really want to watch that, so.
Yeah, dude, I can't wait for them to go through the whole fucking series. Hair on Bear is going to be amazing.
I also watched the final, the season two finale of The Problem with Jon Stewart.
Oh. Okay.
God damn, it's just, the show is so good. It's everybody has to watch it. Everybody watch it. Republican or Democrat, who cares? Watch it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Feel it. Feel it.
Independent. Watch it. I want to talk about, and I've talked about it before, but as it comes to an end next week, Snowfall, this final season has been fucking crazy. If y'all haven't watched it, now's the time on Hulu to catch up completely. Like I said, the last episode airs Wednesday, and I was texting my brother, like, I might actually try to, like, watch it live. Like, that's how much, like, the penultimate episode was, like, fucking, like, crazy.
How do you even watch stuff live anymore?
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, how do you do it? Is it even possible?
I have streaming cable, so.
You have to be ready the moment that it drops on the streaming service.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, you're going to, like, watch the commercials and shit, too?
Yeah, like, that's how much, like, I want to watch.
Damn. You're going to get up and go to your fridge at commercial break, like, like it's fucking 2013.
Next thing you know, Drew's buying a Lincoln MKZ because he saw the first commercial he's seen in fucking 10 years.
Right?
Dude. It'd be crazy if that's, like, that's what got me. It's an MKZ commercial.
Yeah. It's like, it's crazy, man. I got an MKZ and I fucking got Verizon family plan.
You guys love Kit Kats?
Oh, man. Well, I got a, since we're doing a music one.
Oh, yeah. I'm
shortening it up. Hit Songs Tournament, round of 32. We're back. You a foo-foo.
You a foo-foo.
You a foo-foo. We don't need to share the screen here. I'm just going to read the songs off. Again, I'm going to be the break vote if you guys tie. We're going to get it. We're going to go quick. It's Hit Songs Tournament. It's going to be, like, fun to see what happens.
From any time period? Or?
I don't know.
Okay.
So here we go. You guys ready?
Yeah, do it. Let's go.
I hope I know them.
It's gonna be quick hitting. It'll be way quicker than the you know what I'm saying?
Trudy. Yeah, yeah.
All right, here we go. 50 Cent, 21 questions versus AC/DC Thunderstruck.
AC/DC.
Yeah, Thunderstruck.
All right.
Mainly because I don't know if I remember 21 questions.
Travis Scott, 90210 versus Outkast, Miss Jackson.
Miss Jackson.
Miss Jackson.
All right. Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven versus Billie Jean, Michael Jackson.
Oh, Billie Jean.
Damn. I'm going to make you do this just because I want Bruno to have a vote.
Fuck. This is young Mike versus old Mike.
Yeah.
You know, but what I'm saying?
It's Mike. New
Mike versus dude, old, not young.
That's yet. What I'm saying.
This is like Michael Jordan versus Kobe.
Yeah.
This is crazy, but there's one original. I'm going Billie Jean.
That's yeah. right.
I love Locked Out of Heaven, though.
Me too.
It's like, a good song.
I at least wanted to give him some love.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go Michael Jackson, Human Nature versus Kanye West, Touch the Sky.
Kanye.
Yeah, I'll go Touch the Sky.
Extra Fly. All right, next we got, there's no chance Drew knows this. So we could just advance Stevie Wonder, Love's in the Need of Love today, because the other one is Playboi Carti, Shooter.
Cool.
I don't even know if I know that just by hearing the title.
Yeah, I'm this sure is I've the, heard the, it, but... the Stevie Wonder is that sample from Good Morning, Every Friends. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure. Go
ahead. Either way. All right, next one. One of the greatest songs of all time. Montel Jordan, This Is How We Do It versus another banger, One Dance by Drake.
No, This Is How We Do It. We're doing that, Montel.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. James even went against Drake there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Eminem Stan versus TLC, No Scrubs.
TLC.
Ooh. TLC.
No Scrubs.
I like it. I like it.
Stan is such a. I hate that song. Yeah, I mean, I liked it when it came out, but I don't like it anymore.
Yeah. What's Your Name by Tyler the Creator versus The Weeknd, The Hills. So, Drew, this one might be a. You're just guessing.
I'm going to guess with Tyler the Creator. I think I would like that one better.
I'll go Tyler.
It's a fire. It's a fire ass song. The only NBA YoungBoy feature that's ever been good.
A weird fucking mix of songs, by the way.
Usher, yeah, versus Man in the Mirror, Michael Jackson.
I'm going to go Usher because we already put a Michael song through.
Okay.
Yeah, Usher. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
Billie Jean's better than Man in the Mirror. So.
Shout out to his cameo on Dave this week.
Yes. Oh, God, it's so good.
I haven't seen that yet. I got to watch that.
Drake, Hold On, We're Going Home versus Kanye West, Stronger.
Drake. I love that song.
Sure.
Just hold on, we're going home.
Because again, I don't know why they're putting the same
thing. Okay. 50 Cent, In the Club versus Beyonce, Irreplaceable.
I'm going to go In the Club because I feel like Beyonce is going to be on there again. Plus, In the Club was a fucking, like, that thing was massive.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, go 50 Cent.
All right. Lauryn Hill, X Factor versus Kanye West, Bound To.
Lauryn Hill.
Damn right. L Hill, baby. All day. The Gap Band, Outstanding versus Marvin's Room, Drake. I don't know.
Marvin's so Room random. Is a really good song.
I'm going to go with the Gap Band again. I don't know.
I'm going to go Marvin's Room.
Drake. I'm going the Gap Band.
Yeah.
Usher, Confessions Part 2 versus Chris Brown, No Guidance featuring Drake.
Ooh.
There's so much Drake and Kanye on this.
And Confessions is such a good song, but like I have to go against my rule, right? Like,
yeah.
No Guidance is a really good song.
They're both great.
I'm gonna do that one.
Let's do it. No
Guidance, all right.
Chris Brown.
John Legend, Green Light featuring Andre 3K versus Silk Sonic, Smoking Out the Window.
Oh shit.
Wow, what a matchup.
Silk Sonic.
Well, that's winning because I'm picking Silk Sonic. Meek Mill, Dreams and Nightmares versus Just the Two of Us, Bill Withers, or Grover Washington featuring Bill Withers.
What the fuck?
Meek Mill.
Like, what is this fucking list?
I don't know. I just clicked on something and said, let's roll.
All right. Yeah. Meek Mill.
Bless you.
Just the two of us. TLC, No Scrubs versus Love's in Need of Love Today by Stevie Wonder.
No Scrubs.
No Scrubs.
All right.
So we're in the second round then.
Usher, yeah, versus the Gap Band Outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
AC/DC Thunderstruck versus Enda Club.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna stick with AC/DC, like, although it doesn't really fit the rest of this fucking tournament, but it's like, really horse. Apples to oranges, but
it's a dark horse.
I'll go Thunderstruck.
All right, Thunderstruck. I would have gone in the club, so
I almost made you do it, but then
yeah. Billie Jean versus Dreams and Nightmares by Meek Mill.
Billie Jean.
Yeah, BJ all day. What's Your Name, Tyler, the Creator versus Chris Brown, No Guidance.
No Guidance.
What's Your Name?
What's Your Name?
Oh!
Damn.
Outkast, Miss Jackson versus Montel Jordan. This is how we do it. Oh, my God.
Miss Jackson.
Montel Jordan.
Oh, man.
Andy's got the sweats.
Ooh, this is not cool to my faves.
He's got the bragging sweats.
My karaoke song is This Is How We Do It, so I got to go Montel.
Hell yes.
Hold On, We're Going Home by Drake versus Touch of Sky, Yanye. That's funny. They're up against each other.
Hold On, We're Going Home.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah.
I would have gone.
So,
Yezos.
It's for me.
Oh, no. Lauryn Hill, X Factor versus Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak, Silk Sonic, Smoking Out the Window.
Smoking Out the Window.
I gotta go Lauryn Hill.
Oh, fuck. You guys can't do this to me. Smoking out the window. Must have been. But then Lauryn Hill, X. Oh, no. This is ridiculous. This is stupid. This is fucking stupid. I don't like this. I'm gonna go. Which one? I'm going Smoking Out the Window. Sorry, L Hill. Hold On, We're Going Home. Drake versus What's Your Name, Tyler the Creator.
What's Your Name?
Drake.
I'm going What's Your Name.
I knew it.
It's such a good song.
You sack of What's Your Name.
Okay, we're on to the round of eight. Usher, yeah, versus Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak, Silk Sonic, Smoking Out the Window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number one club song of all time. Thunderstruck versus TLC, No Scrubs.
Ooh. Thunderstruck just has such a good opening.
And it's just, I feel like it's just everywhere too. Like, it's like you go to a fucking, you know, you go to any sporting event, like
sporting
it's
event, playing, yeah.
And
they're not playing No Scrubs. They I'm should be.
Thunder, I'm going Thunderstruck.
They should be.
Yeah.
We should be playing it when it's like, when they're like, you know,
it's like the end of the game and the subs come in.
Well, I was thinking like when the opponent is like the away team is like doing their lineup, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. T-Struck Advanced, right?
Did yeah. I do like that Orlando did play Who Are You?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Billie Jean, Michael Jackson versus Montel Jordan. This Is How We Do It.
Oh, God. Shit.
Jeez.
I mean, do we put any of like the news type of stuff behind it too?
You can vote how you want to vote. I'm voting for Michael Jackson.
I'm going to go Montel.
You fuckers, you were making this. It's like they did this tournament for me because I didn't, I just pressed a button.
Yeah, I know.
It just said hit songs tournament. I pressed it, and that's what happened. Montel's the karaoke song. Billie Jean's the dancing song, but Billie Jean is also a karaoke song. So, Billie Jean.
Yeah.
All right.
That was tough. Billie Jean versus Usher. Yeah. Oh no.
All right, now I'm gonna go. Yeah.
I'm going Billie Jean.
You? Why? Why are you guys doing this to me?
Yeah.
Oh, this mashup was incredible. By the way,
it was
Billie Jean and Yeah.
Yeah.
Mashup. So you got the OG Dance King versus like the next round. It is like,
take that, rewind.
It's another Michael Jordan Kobe situation. Michael Jordan, LeBron, whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck.
What about the features, man? What about the features?
I know, Ludacris, Lil Jon, bring that, rewind a bit. I had so many great club memories with Yeah, but Billie Jean's the better song.
I have a couple with Yeah. Also, that was prime drinking and dancing, Drew.
I'm gonna go Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
I cannot believe I did that.
I know.
AC/DC Thunderstruck versus what's your name, Tyler the Creator?
Thunderstruck.
Just absolutely Cinderella run from What's Your Name by Tyler the Creator.
Nice work. Nice work.
And here we are in the final round. We've got Usher Yeah versus AC/DC Thunderstruck. What a wild matchup.
Damn.
I'm going to stick with Yeah.
I'm going to say Yeah, too.
And I'm saying Yeah. Usher Yeah featuring Lil Jon and Ludacris is the winner of this random ass hit songs tournament.
What's weird is like, it was like you said, there was like a couple people in the same round, but then they would like, if you're going to throw in people like the fucking Gap Band, like there's
so
way more hits from different people. Like, just strange.
They gave me some really random ones because like in the ranking of this 64-128, Bohemian Rhapsody is at number one. Billie Jean's at number two. Kanye Runaway's at number three. Empire State of Mind's number four. And Beat It by Michael Jackson's number five.
So we didn't even get
a lot of those songs.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, Beat It.
Hold on a second.
It might have beat it.
So go through that list you just did.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Okay. Number one was Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Number two was Billie Jean.
Okay, we did that.
Yep. Number three was Runaway.
Okay.
Number four was Jay-Z, Empire State of Mind. Number five was Beat It.
Okay. Bohemian Rhapsody versus Runaway. We're going to do a tight final four.
Oh, jeez.
And I'll be the decider.
Okay.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
I think I got to go Bohemian Rhapsody, as surprising as that probably would be for some people.
And then, by the way, I mean, Runaway is like the one song that I fucking dig. So.
Oh, I know. I love it.
But Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah, Empire State of Mind and about Beat It.
Beat It.
Wow.
I'm going Beat It.
I really love Empire State of Mind, though.
Oh, I do, too.
And I like Alicia Keys' deal in that.
It's amazing.
Beat It. I'm going to go Beat It.
I would have picked Empire.
Oh, really?
Wow. Okay. So now we have Beat It versus Bohemian.
Yeah.
I'm going Beat It.
Bohemian Rhapsody has like everything in it.
Oh, it's fucking
like it's incredible. Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just
you got the Wayne's World, like I think about that.
I know. But
then with Beat It, I also think of Weird Al Eat It.
Yep.
So like
get that. And you know some I'm of fat, the most so iconic I'm going, Mike I'm going Jack beat it. Moves.
Yeah, I'm going Beat It.
Wow. Didn't even give it a chance.
Yeah.
All right, well, Beat It's the greatest song of all time.
There you go,
according to this weird-ass random thing. Yeah, I feel like sometimes every once in a while I feel just like slipping it in there. Mm-hmm. Since we're doing a song, when I was like, this will be cool to just slip in here.
Maybe
was 32 too long, or should we go to 16 next time?
Maybe we just do this where
we take the top 16 from the
yeah.
Thing? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I because like it's not like you said, the 32 like wasn't fucking seated at all. Like the best ones weren't even in there. So mm-mm. So anyway, that very was random. Yes. The Raven. That's so shitty. Draft Pod lets you know if it's splendid or if it blows. So Raven, so shitty. DJ Kevin.
DJ Splendid Steve.
Splendid Steve. All right, James,
number five.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna have to get my rock song on. So here we go. This is Andrew WK from the album "I Get Wet." I Get Wet.
God damn it! Yeah, that was definitely gonna go.
That's amazing.
Because he gets wet,
dude.
Without even trying.
That 2 year period where Andrew WK was just doing his thing was such a fucking fun time, especially like hearing his songs on like Tony Hawk and shit like that. Like, man, that was a good fucking time.
Do you remember when his album cover got censored at Walmart? Yes. You couldn't buy
yeah.
it like that.
I love this fucking opening too.
Yeah. Because his album cover, he like broke his nose and it's blood coming out of his nose or whatever.
I think I saw him twice. I did see him twice.
He's the man. He's like a really cool guy. I like Andrew WK.
I actually saw him in Las Vegas and then I saw him in Toledo.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you saw him on stage or you saw him like walking around?
No. Like I saw him perform.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you bumped into him at the fucking slots.
That's been amazing. His pinchy white shirt.
Blood all over it from his broken nose.
High kicks. He would actually call out high kicks before he did his high kick.
one of my first like first We Feast videos yeah. that I watched was Andrew WK and Sean Evans recreate Pizza Hut classics back in 2018 when I was really starting to get into YouTube heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that video.
Hell yeah.
Well, yeah.
AWK knows what's up, son.
Fuck yeah, he does.
Oh, son. Yeah, son.
A quote from Andrew WK. Even if there's just a pizza sitting alone in a room, that pizza is having a pizza party. Like, guy's the man.
That's legit as fuck.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man. Okay. I got to get some hippity-happity up in here. So give me the rain, super-duper fly, Missy Elliott.
Yeah.
I can't stand the rain.
It's my window. Dude, and this music video? Incredible. Do you know they had to have somebody like standing there pumping in the air or whatnot? Because like the suit like was running out or something and they had to like...
Oh, really? Like yeah. people who are dancing next door have a pump and they're just like this they with the beat?
To, like whatever it was they were doing, but yes. Such an innovative, ahead of her time music video and song. Yeah. Like, fuck, it was so good.
And ahead of her time dance.
Dude, you were so good. More Timbaland. Come on. Somebody give Timbaland the man his flowers now.
I jeez. Love that. I love how she hits the rain. Yeah. Like how high it goes
when the rain hits my window, I think if me and Timberlands, we sing a jangle, be so tight that you get
out. She even just like shouted out Timberland.
She gave him his flowers.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So you wanna play with
She's
my yo-yo?
Like, here, I have some flowers.
It's my window. I can't stand her.
God, it's so good.
It really is.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, she's so fucking dope. She's definitely top three female hip hop artists of all time. We'll say top five to be safe, but I think she's also in the top 50 just MCs period of all time. I would put her in it.
Yeah, Missy's the man.
That's right. She is him, or she is her, you know?
Yeah, she
is. By the way, that was hilarious for anybody who didn't see it. I didn't mention it in the That's So Raven, but Austin Reeves, the white dude on the Lakers who plays next to LeBron, arguably, you know, one of the two greatest players of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, he hit a couple shots. Fucking great. And then the camera catches him and he's like beating his chest and like so happy. And the camera picks it up very clearly where he says, I'm him. It's fucking hysterical.
Dude, Austin Reeves is a badass though. Like, yeah. He's out there fucking doing things on the court.
Oh man. It's just hilarious to think about it in that context. But yeah, Missy Elliott.
Well,
man.
Let's stick with the hip hop. And I'm going to go with, come on, it's me, right? So I got to go with Rainy Days Remix, Raekwon and Ghostface.
Ooh. I like that.
Yeah.
Doing this 1996 revolution is tricks. Be aware. That's the eye of the you. One shot, play it at three corners of the room. So we accept that. Jet and nights don't ever wet that. Drop the G-pack. How will I eat black and brothers? Flexing labels like cables, spice sables, pressing up. Trying to make a day. Hard times. When the guard rhyme, I'm aiming mines because he playing mines. But we ain't related because he rated mine. They see me living up in their 50s.
Ray's such a good fucking storyteller.
That might be fun for us to do is, best storytellers in hip hop.
Yeah.
Because I've been thinking about.
Or even music, like in general, because there's like a lot. Like.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
There's definitely a road to go down.
I like it. I'm down with that.
That'd be sick.
Sick, bro.
It's sick, Steve. I got a cough. Sick Steve.
All his DJ brothers are now sick too. They all died from Steve's ailment.
We're slippery and slimy yet.
They died. They got the whooping cough.
Whooping cough. And he whoops so hard from the whooping cough. He whooped
I did not die.
Right,
I don't go out at night or ever because I am stuck up Steve.
I'm not even going to DJ this event. It's beneath me.
Just refuses.
This bar mitzvah's beneath me.
Bar mitzvah? By hell no.
Bar mitzvah, fuck you.
Fuck you. All right, I'm back up. And look. Party,
rock, outlaw, and stores. July 7th.
Whoa.
Bitches. I fucked up.
If you're not sure, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Shots, baby.
Oh, hell yeah.
This is another one that are like,
it's up there with, yeah.
Yeah. But they're apparently a lot like the Gallagher brothers.
Yeah.
Where they don't fucking talk to each other or something.
Who?
LMFAO.
LMFAO, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What was it? Red Poo and...
I think they hate each other, yeah.
He likes a lot.
And they had themselves a run too.
Yeah,
really
and,
did.
And one of them is Barry Gordy's son or something like that, right?
Who?
I think so.
Yeah, Red Fu is the youngest son of Barry Gordy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, they're connected. They're in the world.
Sky Blue. Gordy's grandson and the son of Red Fu's half brother Barry Gordy the Fourth.
Wow,
man! And they're actual family members, and they hate each other.
Yeah,
cut it off there.
Shot. Yeah, like it's a dance everybody can do.
Yeah, yeah. It's just I always wanted. I mean, you would be dead, but like you'd have to find like a watered down.
Oh man!
But if you actually
did it, like, every shot, time they said it,
yeah, yeah.
Oh my god! Maybe it's syringes.
You'd have to just have like the whole bar would just have to be lined with shots, right? And you just walk down, shot.
Or you got a bunch of people with syringe shots,
yeah,
and they're and like you just keep your mouth open and move.
Yeah,
and people are constantly just pushing the shots into your mouth.
Or it's like,
it's like I feel like it would be hard to pick it up and take the shot.
Yeah.
Shot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that'd be difficult to do. It's, even slamming them back.
Like in,
you need the It's Always Sunny shotgun.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say like in Club Dread where they do the Super Soaker and he's like, oh, it's fucking tequila. He's like, God.
It's in my eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys had a fucking run for sure.
They did.
Amy?
All right. I'm going to go. Man. Got a bunch of ones I like, but I'm going to go with the guy behind me. He had a whole album that was about it, right? But I'm going to go with the other one, which is an accompany piece, Swimming in Circles. So I'm going off Circles, and I'm going Surf by Mac Miller.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, the beat on this thing's fucking crazy good. And
the whole album, dude.
Oh, God.
My God.
We did a whole breakdown on Flow and Tell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's so fucking good. And the whole series of that Swimming and Circles was like all based in Mac Miller saying, I want basically the music to feel like it's water. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What does it sound like underwater? What does the music sound like if it's water based kind of thing? And that's what Swimming in Circles is.
Hell yeah.
Are you saying swimming and circles or swimming in circles?
Swimming was the first, like,
two separate
before
albums.
He died was Swimming, and then the next one was Circles, but it was meant to be an accompany piece where it was Swimming in Circles. It was kind of a whole,
so it's both
concept. Yeah,
yeah,
gotcha.
It's this and that. You could go with this or you could go with that.
Just yeah. My guy. Got a head in the clouds. Don't need to be lost.
Dude, I love going on Instagram and watching just Mac Miller, like, old videos and shit. Like, him in studio, him in, like, his tiny desk stuff, him, like, just everything. Like, I sent you guys, I don't know if you guys watched it, but he was talking about Raven Simone.
Yes. Oh, shit.
Yeah. You should watch it. It's on the, I sent it to you guys because it kind of, it's like him kind of talking about what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Damn.
Also, the inertia freestyle from Mac Miller.
Yeah.
Fucking fire.
Yeah.
Check that out. But yeah, like.
So fucking relaxing. This should be on a go-to-bed one.
It is. It is. Yeah. It's on my every single song here except The Rain, Super Duper Fly.
Yeah.
Is like on, you know, on it.
Yeah. Andy paid $1.29 for this one.
No, no, this one I did not. But I want, like, I want the, like, I want to set up my vinyl collection and all that, and this is like at the top of what I want is swimming in circles.
Yeah.
Because yeah, like you said, Drew, this shit is super relaxing.
Yeah.
I've played this so much because, like, if I need to, like, de-stress or get anxiety out or fucking whatever, like, this is the shit.
Yeah.
This has a good pulse for like an edible.
Oh yeah, dude.
100%.
It'd be a perfect album.
Not that I would know.
I would.
Hey, Breezy. Stoner Steve.
Hey, man. Hey, Stoner
Steve. I forgot all my shit, man. I can't even do it, man.
Oh, man. Stoner Steve needs a sandwich.
Stoner Steve needs a sandwich. And some chips.
All right.
Yeah.
Is it back to me?
Yeah.
Let's go Juicy by Doja Cat.
Oh.
And I didn't go the Big Papa version.
Yeah, I was gonna.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
I'm going Doja just because it, you know, it's a juicier song. It's more about juice and keeping it juicy, juicy.
Plus,
and eating that lunch. Stoner Steve loves this song.
Doja Pussy is so juicy.
That's right.
That J will put your DOA, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't spell Doja without D-O-A and a J.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Dead on arrival.
It's like if we had it'd be like if we had a guest whose name began with an O. It would be the order, maybe. You never knew.
Well, it wouldn't because it's all last names.
It's crazy. No, 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 no. Go back to first names.
We can fix that.
We gotta
have if your name is Orion and you're listening, hit us up.
Is there an Oscar out there?
Oh, yeah, that's probably better than
Orion. Yeah, Orion. But I want it to be O apostrophe Ryan, not O R I O N.
And do I have? Hold on. I'm gonna look at my phone if I have any. Oh, I do have one.
Do we have any Irish listeners named Orion?
I know.
Why did I go with Orion as the first name?
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's because you're you. Because you're uniquely you.
Trying to eat the kitty. We have any listeners named Octagon?
So I do have an Octavio on my phone.
Oh, there you go.
Everybody check their phone for first.
It's pretty close to Octagon.
Yeah.
I feel like there are children named Octagon just based off of, like,
you think?
Yeah, because, like, the popularity of MMA.
Octavia Spencer.
Yeah, like, but the next kid is going to be named Octagon Spencer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel that. I don't think I have any O's.
Dude, so many people love UFC.
Dude, I got no O's in my phone.
Shit. I got mine sorted by last name. God damn. I have an
O. Oh, shit. Yeah, I do too.
I have an O.
Oh, you know what? I got an Orlando.
Oh.
And he trains, like, jiu-jitsu and everything like that. He's fucking...
So you're saying he gets inside the octagon?
He probably could. He does some, I can't say.
Does he have a kid?
He does something that he can't talk about, like for his job.
Does he have a kid named Octagon?
No, he doesn't. But yeah, he's fucking a beast.
Yeah, I just have October. Octavio and Omar. Those are my only two. Besides
October Grace.
That's my mom, who's in there as Old Earth. So,
oh, dude, we could bring in Old Earth then.
Yeah, there we go.
For a draft, we could do
for Mother's Day.
Oh shit, that'd be crazy.
Oh my god, a kid named Oculus.
Yeah.
We could draft embarrassing Drew stories.
That's a good idea.
Wait, so I would be drafting too?
No, yep. You would just be sitting in this.
If I'm not drafting, we can't do Doja.
It would be like a roast. No, I guess
we have to. He has to draft so we can do Doja.
Yeah,
we're only doing this so we can do the Doja joke.
Yeah. I better, like, the names better come out that way, because if not, sanctity of the draft.
Oh god. Well, I already used my re-rack.
Yeah, I was gonna say we could do the KA roll.
Yeah. We, like, me and Drew both have it, so we could try, and then the guest has it, right?
Yeah.
But we all burn three fucking KA rolls and it's
just all burned it.
If they come out the exact same way, you know what I mean? It's still,
wow. Yeah, it's true.
It still happened.
All right, is it back to me?
It's back to you, number seven.
Okay, here we go. This is my seventh pick, and I'm gonna go with
Doja.
One of the greatest rappers of this generation, in my opinion.
And I'm gonna go Yo Gravy.
J. Cole, Wet Dreams.
Oh, yeah. I never did this before, no.
It's all about his, like, first time having sex.
It's fucking great.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was going to be about a first time having wet dreams.
Well, it's really about the first time he got.
Oh.
The first time he lost his virginity.
Card.
Take y'all back, man.
His virginity card. That's what they say.
Yeah.
They say it fully.
Yeah. Oh, he lost his virginity card.
He lost his entity card.
I've been looking all over for my virginity card.
I got it when I was a baby with my social security card.
Did you take it?
I was a young and straight person trying to play this boom, but it took it to school. Cause when I see them thighs on it and them hips on it and them lips on it, I'm dick treating me. What I'm thinking, how she drives on it if she sits on it.
Are you rapping it, Drew?
No.
Stand up.
Were you just? I thought it sounded like you were going. Bah, bah, bah,
bah, bah, bah. I was doing that. I was like,
Oh no. Hell yeah. Good way to end it with a wet dream.
Dreams. I like that.
Yeah.
I got a pretty solid team.
I like where my team is going.
Yeah.
Because if you know me, you know,
heard of you.
I'll be driving. Mm-hmm. I'm up in the mountains and I'm like, we got to stop for a good 15 to 47 minutes so that I can just sit.
Uh-huh.
Watch waterfalls.
TLC. Oh, there you go.
Waterfalls.
Whoa. I was wondering when this was going to go.
Yeah. I was surprised it hadn't gone yet. I was like, fuck. But yeah, also my crush for years of my life was Left Eye. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
You're saying you have to stop for 45 minutes on a road trip to watch this video?
Yes.
Yeah.
15 to 47 minutes. I watched it 4 to 12 times.
This is a good, this is definitely a good like sleep song too. Mm-hmm. Is this on your sleep playlist?
This one's not on the playlist, but
oh shit.
This is one I constantly am playing though.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh. Oh god. Music video.
I think there's a prelude to it because it's like it's about a minute longer than the actual songs. So I didn't play that, but damn, is it good?
So good.
Sure is. Dude. That left eye verse. Woo.
Yeah.
TLC were like, they were ahead of their time, man.
In Chile, man.
Yeah, man.
She's gorgeous.
Oh yeah, Chile was my fave.
There were some T-Bozzers out there too. So it was like, it was different than like, say like Destiny's Child, where like 8 out of 10 people were like Beyonce, right?
Yeah, yeah.
In TLC, everybody like, it was like the Ninja Turtles. Everybody kind of had favorite ones. I knew some people that were T-Bozzers too.
Some T-Bozzers.
Yeah. But like I was left. I had literally my senior year of high school. I had a picture of Left Eye on like the cover until a girlfriend got like mad and like wanted me to take it out or some shit.
Dude, I had a Left Eye tattooed on my left eyelid.
That shit's crazy, man.
Yeah.
And it just says Lisa.
But there was a chili in the pupil. I was like, I tricked him.
What'd you put on that T-Boss? What'd
you put on your T-Boss? I had a left eye tattooed on my brown eye.
How do you know it's the left eye and not the right eye? Because it is, man. Hell.
It's because of the way the wrinkles are, plus the eyebrow.
Like, look, you can see where the nose would be. It's on the other side of the nose. You can tell it's the left eye, man.
That would be
a tattoo artist wouldn't lie to me.
I really want to see a tattoo of an eye on a butthole now.
Like, and then ask the question, which eye is it?
With the eyebrow above the eye.
Yeah, Dwayne the Rock style.
I just want to get an eyebrow tattooed above my brown eye.
Dude, imagine you do it over your pubes.
Yeah,
I mean, you could do that like a The Rock.
That would make sense.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
you could just shave it into it.
That's what I'm saying.
You could put rock eyes above your wiener, and like the wiener's the nose, and then you have the rock eyes with the eyebrows.
No, you got to make like a Gonzo face.
Oh, yeah.
Gonzo doing the people's.
Tattooing your entire dick blue. Oh,
my God. Dude, I wonder if somebody has totally done this.
Oh, I'm sure.
Dude, that Gonzo dick.
Where are all the weird tattoos at?
Yeah. Where are
my That would be a fun draft for us to do.
Yeah, make up like tattoo ideas.
Oh, we should bring Ty on for that.
Yeah. Ty probably has Jay Beals
or Jay Beals.
Jay Beals.
Beals.
All right.
Beals-er.
Drewskis.
All right. I'm not going to go back to 1958, but I'm going to go back to 1967.
Lame.
And I'm going to go to, this is a song by the Cowsills. And called The Rain, The Park, and Other Things.
Cow Sills moo.
Yeah, they do moo.
And the Goat Sills, bye.
Oh, this shit's fire.
Yeah.
What is this? Raindrops are falling on my head?
No. The Rain, The Park, and Other Things.
Raindrops are falling on the park and other things?
Raindrops are falling on the park and other things.
Well, some people know this song from the Dumb and Dumber soundtrack.
Yeah.
She seems so sweet and nice.
Mary Samsonite, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I recognize this song now.
Also, you say that. A fire ass soundtrack.
Well, yeah. So.
And one of the greatest winter sports movies of all time.
Yeah. It's up there. Top 30. All right.
All right. C, roll it.
C, roll it. And are we just doing the thing where we only play one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to start with.
Yay, yay.
A lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying by Gang.
By who?
The Bloodhound Gang.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I laughed at the title and then I didn't hear the name.
That is a wild song, then.
Yeah. See, they have another one that could be picked too. But that one's just so ridiculous, you know. I'm gonna go. Ooh, do I want to do that? Man. Oh, you know, I'm just going to give it some love because I fucking love this song. And it's Old English 800 by Alkaline Trio. Specific. Fucking a specific malt liquor, you know?
Yeah.
I love that.
And then...
Come on, brown paper bagus. What do you got?
I gotta pull it up here on the old little box.
Music machine.
Yeah. On the old little, is that OLE apostrophe LIL apostrophe?
Yeah.
For sure. Damn right it is.
Old Lil.
All right. I'm gonna go with you know. I'm going to say the name of the band. You guys are know it's going to be fucked up. So Steel Panther.
Oh.
I'm going Bukkake Tears.
Oh, my God.
Man. Get a little of that.
Let's just jump to the chorus.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Gonna be great on playback.
Oh, you guys aren't hearing it?
Can't hear it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
It's clipping.
It's all good.
Well, just to
for I think the, we get the point.
It can't hear it. It's there was so much love on your face that I couldn't see the tears. There was so much spunk on your face that me and the boys couldn't see the tears.
Wow.
Oh my God.
That is insane.
Yeah, what I like typed in and it came up. I was like, "Yep, that's gonna go on there."
Oh shit! Incredible.
And it's a double because Bukkake and Tears.
That's right,
dude. Swicky. It's wet and sticky.
Yeah. Swicky.
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 Oh,
Jonathan man. Lip Wiki.
Andrew Uh-oh. Courtney.
All right. Up first, gonna go with Ocean Eyes from Billie Eilish. That's on the Sleep playlist. Fucking fire.
Ocean Eyes.
That is a good song. I have that actually on my little list here.
Oh, nice. I fucking love it. Next, I'll go with let's go with Purple Rain, Prince.
Oh man, you thought of it. Damn.
What are we doing? We can't not have Purple Rain.
You can't not.
And then the song that I'll go with to play, New World Water by Mos Def.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's most definitely a wet song.
Dude, it's got water in the title.
Yeah. That's why I said
fire. It's Mos Def.
Fucking album is fire.
Yeah, it is.
There's nothing more refreshing than having a clear, crisp, clean glass of water on a warm summer day.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Right, your friend.
Yeah.
World water make your tide rise high. From inland to make your house go by. Fools are not set to old man river. Made him carry slavery to better dead niggas. Now it's belly full of me about the flood, son. So I'm throwing rope that ain't tied.
I love most Def's fucking cadence.
Yeah, this whole fucking album's insane.
You can laugh and take it as a joke if you wanna, but it don't rain a full week. And it's about to get a while and a half. You be running every yard to take a fucking bath. Heads is acting wild, different room, pumping dank, competing with the next man.
All right, James.
Black on Both Sides, if you don't know the album title. Listen to it. One of the greatest hip-hop albums you will ever hear.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, here we go. So I got to do Drown by Lecrae featuring John Legend. It's a fucking amazing song. And then...
That shit's Lecrae.
Lecrae.
Ain't and then it,
Jay? All right. Fauché.
DJ Fauché.
And then I want to do the song Splash by Tyga. It's featuring Moneybagg Yo.
That one goes hard.
That's a good song. And then the song that I'll play is Let's Go Ocean Man by Ween.
Ah, damn
it. It made it.
Wait till you guys hear Ocean Man by Ween.
Check out my ween off the cob, ween off the cob, ween off the cob. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, that's, I can't believe you like guessed it. Perfect.
Bitches be eating my ween off this, the cob.
That's the chorus.
I'm seeing the fucking, what do you call that? The, like the thumbnail
of
the music video. And it's fucking bizarre. Like
it's like it's like a weird fish thing.
Is yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play that because I want to see what the fuck this Ocean Man is.
It's Ocean Man by Ween.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't play Astronaut in the Ocean. Isn't that your shit?
It's a good song.
Creature from the Black Lagoon-ish, I guess.
What? I have so many wet songs that it didn't even make the list that I'm like pissed about.
I know. I kind of overpicked too, like over researched, I guess. What? Ween
oh
had
my a God, I
good
forgot.
Song, right? Right? Shit.
Did they? Yeah, they did. I feel like I remember Ween having something. Let me see here.
Do you think Ween got nuts?
Maybe that was it.
Ween's top song is Ocean Man.
There it is.
That's their top song.
Oh, man.
And their second top song is called Baby Bitch.
It is crazy that Ween's on top because Nuts below.
Yeah, that's true.
I like that their second most popular song is called Baby Bitch.
Baby Bitch.
I like their song In Between My Thighs, self-titled.
What?
In Between My Thighs, Ween. In Between My Thighs, Ween. In Between My Thighs, Ween. You know.
Have you seen
Ween.
My Ween?
Well, guys, any airdrops?
Okay, airdrops.
I'm locked in.
James is locked in.
I have a hell of a squad.
Hey, did we ever decide on that, one you didn't even pick rule?
Oh.
I think we did it, right? Like,
what
go
was it?
We did.
We could do it.
We called it like the push rule or something like
that. Oh, shit. I could use that right now.
Yeah.
I could use it right now.
Because I remember, I think I used it. I think I used mine.
God, like, I want to use it.
It was like, if there's one that like you realize after the fact that you're like, God damn it, like I need to put this in my team. But you had to put it, what was it? You had to put it in like the top three or some shit.
Okay, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna use
yeah.
I'm gonna use it.
Okay.
I'm gonna use it. Oh,
you
shit.
Gotta put it in the top three.
All right, so this is gonna be ridiculous to a lot of people, but I grew up on this shit. It was on this Party Hits mixtape, and it was a song that I just could not stop playing over and over and over. So, Drew, get it ready.
Fuck, I like unplugged everything.
Well, plug back in. This ain't MTV.
Yeah.
Motherfucker thinks he's unplugged up in this bitch. But yeah,
you think you are Kurt Cobain?
I can't drop Cry Me a River. I can't drop Swim Good. So apologies to the Kooks, Seaside. You're going Seaside, and I gotta throw in Blame It on the Rain, Milli Vanilli.
Oh shit, it's my window. Blame it on the rain. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I don't even give a fuck if it was them or not. Milli Vanilli was my shit.
Bro. Yeah, I know. Who cares if they're entertaining and there's a dude singing in the background? Like, why? What's the problem? What's the situation? What's the conspiracy?
Stevie Wonder, because I don't fucking see it.
Yeah, what's the conspiracy? Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
What's the major malfunction? Okay.
Really?
Here it goes. Who the
fuck does care?
Yeah, I didn't care. Every other pop singer did it. Lip synced.
Oh God, I love the song so much.
Blame it on the rain.
You told her goodbye.
The voice doesn't match the dudes though.
Don't matter.
That is true. And what did the guy look like behind the curtain? Was he like ugly as fuck or something?
You let her go. I don't know.
Was it like Beetlejuice from the Howard Stern show?
It was Beetlejuice and Suzanne Boyle.
Yeah, he was John Davis.
John Davis.
Well, why couldn't he be up in the front?
John Davis and Brad Howell.
Like what was it?
Hold on. All right, so number three with a bullet. Fucking Blame It on the Rain.
Hold on.
Oh, John Davis is ugly. He's ugly as fuck.
Hold on. No, John Davis ain't the ugly one.
Oh, shit.
Just click on that in the little chat thingy. John Davis ain't the ugly one.
It says it's John Davis.
No, the top one.
Oh, Brad Howell, yeah. Sorry, Brad. That's why. That's why we needed Milli and Vanilli.
Oh, boy.
Because of you.
Yeah.
But then that's why the voice matches this guy's face and body. It does not match fucking Milli Vanilli.
That's why it was so fucking good, I guess.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
I love that, like, some fucking musician guy or like whatever, some producer found this guy and then he said, but there's no way that we can put you on stage.
Well, to be fair, Milli and Vanilli, I don't know if that's their fucking names, but they were
Milli and Vanilli.
They looked fucking good, right?
Yeah, like they look like cool dudes. But then you got fucking Brad Howell in the background howling his brains out.
Oh, dude, Milli and Vanilli were definite sex symbols.
Yeah.
Again, no idea if that's their actual names. But that's what I'm going to call them.
Milli and Vanilli. Hey, Vanilli, what up?
It's me, Millie.
What's up, Vanilli?
Oh man.
I wonder what Millie Vanilli, because I don't remember like them as like an interview or anything. I want to know what their voices sound like.
Oh, dude, that's a great point.
And like, why can't Brad Howell sing in the background? Because we didn't know about it. That's the problem. Well, we also didn't know that wrestling was fake for fucking 50 years, right?
That's true.
So like, I don't understand. Why is that?
Look.
Why is that?
We don't know what Sia looks like.
Yeah. So why is that allowed to happen, but Milli Vanilli can't have the fucking this ugly son of a bitch back in the background?
Dude, fucking Daft Punk, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Wizard of Oz was a hit movie, and that motherfucker wasn't even a wizard.
Mm-mm.
So it should have just put a mask on Brad. Like, everything would have been fine.
Millie and Vanilli were banging, man.
He could have had like a luchador mask, you know what I mean?
You can see Brad's ugly through a mask, dude. You could see it. Just the fucking shape of his head alone.
Just the shape.
Would just turn everybody away.
Oh, I can picture it. I know what's under there.
You're an ugly motherfucker.
No, I mean, just fucking click on the link in the chat.
Oh, Jesus.
You can't tell me these two motherfuckers aren't so fucking pretty.
Dude, right? I would have sex with both Millie and Vanilli if like.
Also, by the way, this just got me thinking about it because there's some Prince vibes to Millie and Vanilli.
Yeah.
This just got me thinking about it. Like,
I like that we're calling him Millie and Vanilli.
But like, when Jamie Foxx did his stand up on Prince and said, like, you know, cute as a motherfucker, you know, like all that. Like, shout out to Jamie Foxx. Hope you're good. Hope you come out of whatever fucking happened, because Jamie Foxx is like apparently in bad shape right now.
Oh, so.
Yeah, I heard that. That sucks. Yeah. So Millie, yeah. I think Millie's name is Fabrice Morvan and Vanilli's name is Rob Pilatus.
Yeah, they're Millie and Vanilli.
Yeah, it's Millie and Vanilli. What up, Millie? What you doing? Just milling around or something? What's up, Vanilli? You eating ice cream or what? What's going on?
Dude, Millie Bobby Brown, right? What if Millie was named after Billy for Billy Vanilli?
Millie Vanilli Brown.
That's the middle name. Never wanted anybody to know. Oh, God. I wish I named my kid Millie Vanilli.
Me too.
You think my wife would go for it if I was like, it's been almost 5 years.
We can just start calling him Millie Vanilli.
Can we just switch it up?
Right, like Millie Vanilli, get down.
Yeah,
stop jumping on the couch, Millie Vanilli.
Millie,
hey, Millie Vanilli, get down. I'm not Millie Vanilli. You're Millie Vanilli. That's what.
What about Billy Manilli?
Manilli.
What if there's a villain? There should be a villain in comic books named Billy Manilli.
Villain Manilli.
I'm jilling like villain Manillin.
All right.
I guess I should read the teams.
Read the teams.
Oh man.
I just said jilling like a woman jacking off.
Jake jilling off.
I'm just jilling it.
You ever go jill? You ever go jill off?
All right. For James's team of water song, wet songs. What's this thing called? Wet songs. Yeah. Number
Getting
one,
wet.
Champagne Supernova.
In the school.
Number two, Lemonade.
Was that your British accent?
No, it's natural.
They don't say champagne.
I think it was the fucking Robin Leach.
With Champagne Wishes and Supernova Dreams. All right, Lemonade. Number three, Drank in My Cup. Number four, Splish Splash, I Was Taking a Bath. Number five, I Get Wet. Wet. Number six, Juicy, But Not by Biggie, by Doja Cat. Juicy. Number seven, Wet Dreams, J. Cole.
There you go.
Or Andy's team of wet songs. Number one, that was actually super Trumpy. I didn't mean to do that.
Their songs, they're wet. They're going to be wet. They're going to be perfect. They're going to be perfectly wet.
Number one.
You really found something there.
You nailed it, yeah. Cry Me a River. Number two, Swim Good. Number three, from Milli and Vanilli, Blame It on the Rain. Number four, Candy Rain. Number five, The Rain. Number six, Surf. Number seven, Waterfalls. For Drew's team of wet songs. Number one, November Rain. Number two, When Doves Cry. Number three, Thicker Than Water. Number four, Don't Cry. Number five, Rainy Day Remix. Number six, Shots. And number seven, The Rain, The Park, and Other Things. And that's the teams.
Man, what if, let me ask you guys this before we go. What if Milli Vanilli put out an album today in their actual voices?
Oh, shit. I think one of them's dead.
All right. Well, what if Milli went solo?
Milli Brad.
Actually, hold up.
What if the album said, the album's called I Miss Vanilli?
The real Milli Vanilli singer died, John Davis.
Oh, okay.
So Milli and Vanilli might actually be out there kicking.
Oh, okay.
I want to hear an album of their real voice. Like, somebody needs to get that done. I bet it would sell just for the fucking sheer curiosity of it.
I would buy it. Dude, like German French R&B duo from Munich. Come on now.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be the equivalent to you know those, like, when they make the music videos where they like take out the music and it's just like like, I feel like that's, it would be like the singing equivalent to that.
Yeah,
man.
Like, I know the one with fucking Britney where she's in like the red suit and it's just like,
yeah.
It's like beep, 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 beep.
God, I would love to. Oh, I'd love to hear it. I'll tell you what, I still occasionally put on that album.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, man.
The Girl You Know It's True, which by this, that song, such a banger. Yeah. Girl, you know it's true.
I can't listen to that knowing, not that knowing, it's not knowing that somebody else did it. It's knowing that that guy's face did it.
Now that you've seen Brad Howell, you can't take it.
Yeah,
you're like,
it was okay just knowing it was somebody else, but now that I know what it was, yeah.
Dude, in my head, I'm still gonna pretend it's Milli and Vanilli that are singing that shit.
Hey, you know, it takes a lot of skill to learn how to lip sync that well. Yeah,
they won a fucking Grammy.
I know. That just shows you what a joke the Grammys is.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Save the Grammys from your for your mammies.
Take the Grammys for your mammies. Man. Love you, bitch.
Well, that's our show. Tune in next week for another episode of The Draft Podcast. Bye-bye.